The Chartered Institute of Arbitrators, CIARB. The Chartered Institute of Arbitrators was originally founded as the Institute of Arbitrators on the 1st of March 1915 and registered as a charity in the UK in 1990, having been incorporated by Royal Charter in 1979. The Royal Charter bylaws and associated documentation relating to the constitution and governance system of CIARB, which comprises a board of trustees, board of management, a disciplinary tribunal, and various committees and subcommittees appointed to oversee the object and charitable purpose of the Institute globally. There is a president, a patron, director general, and directors at the upper tier of the organization. The principal objectives of CIARB are to promote access to non-court dispute resolution, provide education, training and professional qualifications, provide academic and professional resources, maintain and develop a global community. CIARB is a membership-based organization and grades levels of membership based on degree of interest and qualifications obtained within or through CIARB. The principal grades are Ordinary Member, Fellow and Chartered Arbitrator. The profiles of members are available for viewing online. CIARB also provides critical and extended training programs for the arbitration community, ranging from introductory modules through to award writing examinations, which are a prerequisite, if a pass is obtained, for becoming a fellow. To become a Chartered Arbitrator of CIARB, it is necessary to pass a peer interview and to demonstrate experience in issuing awards and dealing with parties during arbitral proceedings. CIARB's resources are globally recognised and used by arbitral tribunals and professionals in their practice. CIARB regularly creates drafting committees comprising recognised leading arbitration professionals and scholars to create guidelines and notes on the conduct of arbitral proceedings, practice guidelines addressing difficult issues such as jurisdiction and challenges to arbitrators, witness conferencing, and remote or virtual hearing conduct, amongst others. CIARB is not at the forefront of institutions so far as being involved in selection and appointment of arbitral tribunals is concerned, but instead has focused on training, development and ethical frameworks for arbitrators. Members of CIARB are subject to scrutiny and a sanction and disciplinary regime for their conduct. I should disclose that I was appointed Vice Chair of the CIARB Thailand branch in 2019, am a member and fellow of CIARB and therefore support the organisation, but as an unpaid volunteer with a limit to my term. Being a part of CIARB through the Thailand branch does not generally create any conflicts of interest.